Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Bubbling Adventure, a podcast all about kids and how positive education and conscious parenting can impact their entire life as well as society. I am your host, Julie, and each Thursday we are having conversations with guests on different themes, and our aim is to have open discussions, share different points of view, and learn in a non-judgmental way. Today, Ramona tells us about her non-traditional co-parenting situation, living in a different state as her child. She gives us her best advice on overcoming mom guilt, how to involve the child in decisions when co-parenting, and how not to lose yourself in your children. As always, thank you so much for listening. I can see that many of you listen to the podcast without being subscribed. It helps more than you know, and there is a new episode every Thursday morning. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe if you haven't already and write a review if you're listening from Apple Podcasts. Spotify also has a new feature where you can leave 5 stars. It literally takes 2 seconds, but it would be very helpful. But without further ado, let's begin.
Papa, papa, en faisant cette chanson.
Maman, papa. Hi Ramona, how are you today?
Hi Julie, I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Very good, happy to have you on. Thank you for joining.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. Could you please begin by introducing yourself to the audience?
Absolutely. I am Ramona J. Smith. I'm most known for winning the 2018 World Championship of Public Speaking with an organization called Toastmasters International. I am an author. I love poetry. I am going to be married soon, not to my child's father, but married very soon. Thank you. And I live in Houston, Texas. I am the mother of a miraculous child named Ryan. He is 9 years old and he lives with his dad in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. Okay. A few things, a few interesting bits. So yes, obviously, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. Great Thank news. You. And yes, so you don't live in the same state as your son. Could you please tell us a little bit how that works? What is your organization on that?
Yes, that was probably one of the most unexpected things that has happened to me as a parent. And as I mentioned, in 2018, I won this big public speaking contest, and that opened up so many opportunities for me. And at the time, both my son and I were living in Houston, Texas. I had graduated from college and I moved down to Houston with my sister and her family to just get a refreshing restart. And I was teaching. I was a teacher. So I had no idea I was going to win this contest. I was kind of competing to just sharpen my saw and brush up on my speaking mm-hmm. skills. But I ended up taking it all the way. And I started getting invitations from all over the world to come speak. The first invite I got was from Dubai. Dubai wow. is very far from Texas. So when I got that invitation, of course, I wanted to go. I had never been before. So I had to take my son to Cleveland. I had to fly him to Cleveland. And then from Cleveland, I had to fly to Dubai. And then I did Dubai and Oman and Qatar, as many countries as I could while I was there. Then I flew back to Cleveland, Ohio. And then we flew back to Houston. And then I got an invite, I think, to speak in, was it, I think the next one was Kuwait. And so once again, I have to fly from Houston to Cleveland to Kuwait. And then I did Kuwait and Sri Lanka and India. And then I came back. And then I was going to have to go to Brazil and Malaysia, not have to, but I had the pleasure of going to Brazil and Malaysia and all these other countries. And so my son's father said, look, it's just easier if you leave him with me. He's going to be fine. I'll put him in the school where I teach. I'll be his, I teach basketball there. So I'll be his basketball coach. I have a house. We'll be fine. And at that point, I was traveling so much that I agreed to it, but he has an amazing father. You know, in our case is very unique because his father and I are not together, but we still get along. We still are on the same page as far as how we want to raise our son. We both believe in having both parents as active as they can possibly be. He's in a new stable relationship. They actually just had a kid. So my son is now a big brother. So it's a stable situation. It's not like I threw him off with his dad and his dad is like on drugs or mentally unstable. No. Like his dad is a college grad. His dad played semi-professional basketball all over the world. So he understands, you know, I have somebody who actually understands what I'm doing and what I'm going through. So it was tough. Because as a mom, you know, the mother is supposed to be with the child. And my son was 6 at the time. So he was still kind of young. So it was the mommy guilt from society, because ultimately I knew that I wanted to travel. Like I want to go to these places. And if I say no, I'll never get this opportunity again, because once you win the contest, you can never do it again. And so I wanted to experience those things. And I know that by experiencing these things, I'm actually giving my son something to look forward to. And I'm showing him, like, if mommy can do it, you can do it. And sharing these experiences with him from all over the world to broaden his horizons. But society says, no, the mom is supposed to be with the kid. If you don't be with your child, your young child 24/7, you're a bad mother. What's wrong with you?
Yes. No, it's true. There's a lot of pressure on especially on women, right? Because as you said, it's, you know, I don't really hear that much on dads. Maybe more the last few years, but not nearly as much as mothers hear it. And then there's mom guilt. And even, for example, on social media, actually, a lot of people, for example, even that I follow, are a bit shocked. For example, you know, they have had a baby a few months ago. They go out with friends and people are like, why aren't you with your baby? It's like, come on, it's a night out. Like,
exactly.
You know, right. It's not like the next day. And even if it was, you know, it's like,
it's her choice.
Yeah, there's a lot of judgment. So yeah, it can be hard to navigate. And so how did you go about and have the conversation with your kid at that point when he was 6 years old? How, you know, was the decision made together, I assume, or?
Yes. Well, first and foremost, my son has always had a great relationship with his father. His father was never absent, or his father has been there for his child. He's just not my husband, or he's not my mate or my spouse or anything like that. But he's always been a phenomenal dad. I mean, throughout the whole process, because we broke up when my son was, I think, maybe 5 or 6 weeks. So he's always been there. He's always been around. Even when I moved in with my godparents after he and I broke up, he was over there just about every day because he worked right around the corner. So he's always had a very strong relationship with his son. And my son is Ryan, so I refer to him as Ryan now. But he's always had a strong relationship with Ryan. And he would spend every weekend with his dad and every holiday with his father. So they had a strong bond. And when I told him, I said, son, I'm going to travel. And are you okay with staying with your dad? He said, yeah, of course. He's like, I'm going to miss you, but I want to stay with my dad because they play basketball together. And his dad has a really big family. And, you know, it was just me and Ryan. Ultimately, it was just he and I, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it is much more fun to actually be active and to have your grandparents and your aunts and uncles around you. So by them already having a great relationship and by Ryan and I having a great relationship, if he would have said no, that would have been a different issue. But since he said, yes, of course, yeah, I want to spend some time with my dad, it was great. So it was a yes on all three sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you have this relationship, because it's not always the case, especially when co-parenting. Sometimes obviously the ego gets in the way, or as you said, you guys split, but it's not like, it's not like a big conflict, because when it takes a long time or something, some things are said and so on. And so it can get quite messy. So I guess it's good that you all are on the same page. It's amazing. Happy to hear that. And so now, how works the co-parenting today? How, often do you visit, or does he visit? And how do you stay involved, obviously, in your son's life? Because that's very important, as you mentioned before.
Absolutely. I wanted to touch on something that you talked about when you just said that the emotional side, and it wasn't dramatic. So mm-hmm. I did move to Houston initially to get away from his dad. And I think I just wanted to clear that up. So I moved to Houston when Ryan was five, I think. Ryan was five. What year was that? It was 2017. Yes, Ryan had just turned five. So I didn't, when his father and I broke up, it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to Houston and I'm taking your son with me. It wasn't that. And so I just wanted to clear that up. So that's another reason why it's not dramatic, because I never took his son away from him. Of course, he was upset when we moved, but I had to, you're not my husband. And I have to do what I feel like is best for me and my child. And so I communicated with him when I first made the decision. So I'm going to say this, because this is kind of going to be the foundation of healthy, long distance, non-traditional co-parenting. It's just communication, healthy communication. And what I mean by communication is telling each other what's going on in the other person's life with respect to the child. So of course I don't have to tell his father who I'm dating or what I'm going through in my personal life. But if I'm moving to Houston, he needs to know. So how do I keep the lines of communication open with Ryan? First and foremost, I call him and I text him every day. He has a cell phone. Now, a lot of people may say, why is he nine and he has a phone? He has to have one.
Of course.
Because I don't want to, I don't want to have to call his dad to be able to talk to my child. And so he has a cell phone. So I make sure I call or text, or Google Duo is really big for us. We do a lot of Google Duo so we can see each other and look into each other's eyes and just we connect through that. So constant communication. I don't go months and weeks without talking to my child. Now I'm headed to a basic training, because I'm going to do some military training, so I won't be able to speak with him often. But I told him that I don't just up and disappear and leave him in the dark. I'm constantly in communication with my child, and I'm honest with him. The other day I was feeling some mommy guilt, and I said, son, I never wanted it to be like this. I didn't know that all this travel was going to happen. And I never want you to feel like I abandoned you or that you hate me. He's like, Mom, I don't hate you. I know why you're gone. I know why you're away. It's okay. Like, I miss you and I want to see you, but of course I don't hate you. Mm-hmm. So just keeping constant communication with him every day. And even with his dad, like, I don't have to text or call him every day, but my son is nine still, so I need to get an adult perspective. Hey, how is he emotionally? How is he doing at school? Does he need anything? Is there anything that I can do to help? Can I support you in any type of way? Mm-hmm. So knowing that, respecting the fact that he has this child, plus his other child, plus her children, 24/7, I don't have to pick him up from school every day. I don't have to drop him off. I'm not there when he gets a stomach ache. I'm not there when, he has a bad day or things like that. So just trying to be as supportive as I can from 2,000 miles away, with constant communication with both he and his father.
Yes, very important, for sure. And yeah, it's good that you're able to contact your son, obviously, on his cell phone, because obviously that would probably put also a lot of pressure on his dad if you were constantly texting.
He's in a whole new relationship, so that would be inappropriate, I think.
Exactly. And also it's like the sort of gatekeeper type of situation. So yeah, if like his phone is always with this kid and so on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But has it been harder during COVID with, you know, travel restrictions, or is it, I don't know how it worked in the US at that time?
It wasn't too bad because, the last time I saw, my ultimate goal is for to see Ryan once a month. That's my ultimate goal. But the travel does get a little bit expensive. I have to get lodging. I have to get a hotel. I have to get a rental car, plus all the stuff he wants to do, plus feeding my son and feeding myself. You know, it gets to be a little bit expensive. But during COVID, I didn't go see him much just because it was just an uncertain times and nobody wants to get sick and things like that. So I visited him. The last time I visited him was November of 2021. That's the last time I went up there and saw him. And then before that, I want to say it may have been April of 2021. And then before that, I think it was, I visited 3 times last year. And then the year before that, I think I visited 3 or 4 times. And so I won't be able to visit much this year, but I'll be able to go back and see him in September. But yeah, during COVID, I didn't go up there much. I didn't visit. I'm trying to remember in 2020 how often. It wasn't very often, but my ultimate goal is to get up there once a month to be able to just spend some time with him and see him and talk to him.
Yes, that makes sense. So now you mentioned you're joining the Army?
Air Force.
The Air Force. Okay. Yes. So that's a big challenge, right? It's something big for your, like, it's going to have an impact on your life. You mentioned that you weren't going to be able to speak to him as much.
Well, what I'm going to do, what's called the reserve. So I don't have to, I don't have to be away from home a whole lot. So it's not going to be too different than my everyday life now. So I don't have to be away from, I don't have to move out of state or anything like that. But during basic training, I will not have access to my cell phone because I'm training, I'm working out, I'm learning. But I've told Ryan that already. So he's not going to be shocked. He's not going to be like, oh my God, I haven't heard from my mom in 3 weeks. What's going on? No, I told him, son, look, I'll probably be able to text you or call you maybe once, twice, or 3 times. But here's this app. You can write me. You can send me messages on Duo. I won't be able to see them, but I will be able to see them when I come back. So he knows. So he's prepared, as prepared as he can be, but that's, it's just communication. Now, if I was to just up and go and he had no idea, then I feel like that would be more stressful and that would be a little harder on him. But he's talked to the recruiter, because when I told him I was going initially, he was like, "You have to go to war?" I'm like, "No, son, no, I don't have to go to war. Here, talk to the recruiter, get a better idea about what's going on." So I just keep him in the loop. I don't treat him like he's some little kid who doesn't understand anything. Like, you are 9 years old, you're learning algebra. You can understand the fact that, you know, I'm going to do this or this or this. So this is why the communication will be a little off right now. So I really just keep my son in the loop of everything that's going on, so that he knows that even though I'm not with you every day, you're still a part of my life.
For sure. You mentioned that your goal is to ultimately be able to visit once a month. And then what about like the foreseeable future, like in the next few years? Do you think Ryan is still going to live in Colorado, or, you know, how do you see the future? I guess it's also up to him if he wants to move, of course. But
well, we've never been to Colorado. He's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Sorry, Cleveland.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
I
when I said it, I was like, is it Colorado? You know, it sounds a bit. Sorry.
No, I want to go. We'll go one day. But I think that the track that he and his father are on right now, I think is more beneficial in Cleveland, just because he's playing basketball. He's been at the same school for 3 years. They have a routine. I think his father has some plans as far as where he wants him to go to middle school and then high school to continue his basketball career. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sports mom. Like, I watch my son play, but that's not my deal. But, you know, his dad is very passionate about basketball. His father is the coach. His father is the one who played. And so I feel like that bond and what they're establishing now is more solidified while he's with his father. Now, if for some reason, you know, his dad is like, "All right, well, look, I just need him to be in Houston for a little bit," that's fine with me. I don't mind, but I don't want to uproot him from what's working right now. Cause right now when he was with me, he was getting straight A's too, but he's still getting straight A's. He was just the citizen of the month. Their basketball team just won the last two games. He's with his little sister every single day. It's working. It is working. It's proven that he's still thriving. So I don't see any changes in the near future, but if something was to change, we'll just pivot, we'll adapt, and he'll be fine either way.
That's amazing. It's good to hear, for sure. It's nice that he's successful in everything that he does. It's very nice. Is there any advice that you would like to share, maybe with parents who are in also, you know, non-traditional parenting organization? Or
for sure, the first thing is, don't let anyone define parenting for you or what the perfect parenting situation would be, because that's when you start to deal with a lot of feelings of guilt and doubt and panic and stress and anxiety. Like, I just want the best life for my kids, and I don't know what to do because I want to travel, or because I do want to finish school, or, you know, you have all these goals and they don't stop just because you have children. Now, a lot of women put them on the back burner, and a lot of women, they leave their dreams behind in pursuit of this beautiful, happy, perfect parenting situation. And that's fine. But for the women who are future moms and you're like, "Well, I got all this going on and I want to do this, 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 and that, but I don't know how I'll be able to do it." And some women don't even want to be married. Some women just want to have a child and just be a mom. I feel like, don't let anyone else define parenting for you. Whatever parenting looks like for you, as long as it's in the best interest of yourself and the child, and it's healthy and it's positive, not perfect, but you know that it's a blooming situation, then you have to do what works best for you. And I also want to talk about self-care. You have to make sure you're taking care of yourself and you're not losing yourself in your child, because I did that. I put everything into my son initially. I mean, and I was nursing too. So I'm like, I'm nursing and I was obsessed with my son. And yeah. Then when he was, I was seriously obsessed with my child. Like I didn't even want to go around the corner because I just wanted to be with him all the time. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was when he was two, he got sick. He got diagnosed with brain cancer. And it almost drove me crazy to see my two-year-old son at the time go through three very invasive brain surgeries. You're talking about craniotomies, where they have to crack open his skull. Three times they had to do this, dig in his brain and get this tumor out. And I'm sorry to be so vulgar and so graphic, but this is my truth. And then
and it must be very traumatic to see as a mother.
Absolutely, especially when I was obsessed with this kid. And now I have mm-hmm. to be away from him and trust these strangers with him. And then he had to go through radiation. He had to do 30 treatments of radiation. And then his hair started to fall out in the back. And I almost lost my mind. I almost lost my mind. And I feel like for me, it's easier for me to let him go now because I had to put myself in a position to say, this is Ryan's life. And I can't lose my life because I'm so overprotective of my Ryan. And so going through that experience, it made me realize like, yes, this is my son. Yes, I carry him for 9 months, but ultimately he's his own person. And one day mm-hmm. he's going to have to live his own life. So I still have to take care of myself in the process. So don't lose who you are in parenting. Don't let motherhood or the title of mother become 100% of who you are. Like I liked how you said about the mom who still goes out. Still go out if you have someone you can trust with your child. Still mm-hmm. do the things that you like to do. Still have date night with your husband if you're going to be married. Still do those things to stay connected with yourself and don't lose yourself and your children.
Yeah, that's an amazing advice. And it's true, like it made me think of some families or some parents that sometimes feel so lonely when the kids leave the house, you know, when they're about like 18 or like around that age. And some people really experience this emptiness, like what am I doing now? And it's true that if you put all your hobbies, all your, you know, personality traits on the side to take care of your kids, then what's next after? You have to relearn what you like to do.
Exactly. So don't lose yourself and your kids. Still, I'm not saying neglect them or abandon them. Of course, I'm not saying that for the people who are extreme. I'm just saying if you have people that you trust, family members that you trust, friends that you trust, babysitting services that you trust, then it's okay to take an hour to go get your nails done, or it's okay to take an hour and go for a nature walk or go get a massage or go on a date or something where you can just relax and reconnect with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be your own person.
Yes.
That's very important. Yeah, thank you for sharing this advice. It's very important for sure. So is there anyone, whether you know them personally or not, that you think is interesting, whether because they had a great upbringing or, you know, interesting views on parenting?
Yes, I have a cousin who is out of Phoenix, Arizona, and she taught me a lot about parenting. She's the reason why I chose to breastfeed my son, because I saw her nurse her daughter, and a lot of the parenting techniques and strategies she did with her daughter, I implemented those into my parenting style with my son, from reading to him to making sure I'm giving him healthy foods and things like that. So her name is Stacey Allen, and I would definitely recommend her to speak to you about some things, because she has two children. I only have one. And by the way, Ryan has been cancer-free for 7 years. So yay. Yes. she has two. She has a girl and a boy. So she can give you kind of maybe what are the differences between raising mm-hmm. a girl and raising a boy and things like that.
Yes, that's great that you had someone, you know, to support you and help you on your journey and figure out what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And, you know, at least someone you can ask questions to that is going to be honest. I think it's really yes. valuable, because obviously that's one of the reasons why I do the podcast as well, is that personally, for a long time, I would ask people, how was it to have a kid? And they say, best day of my life. In some cases, it's true, great, but it doesn't really prepare you for what's after. Mm-hmm. Or, there's a lot more to know. And I think it's good to at least be prepared and know, because some complications also can happen. And it's just, if you're aware of it, then you feel less lonely than if you've never heard of it and it happens to you, I felt. So
I agree.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that, Romana. It was very interesting. And I wish you and Ryan all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share if you think it might be helpful to someone you know. If you enjoyed this episode, then please make sure to write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts and subscribe if you haven't already. That's it for me. See you soon with the next episode. And in the meantime, have a lovely day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.